Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dream Playwright. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. Today, we're going to focus on attracting. And just like last week, I'm going to ask that you find a comfortable place where you can go and be alone and not be disturbed for a while. Think back to the visualization exercise we did last week, where you visualized yourself writing in a certain spot. You took in all the details of your environment, the sights, the smells, the sounds, the feel of the air, the taste of your drink. This morning, do that again, but this time, instead of a writing spot, think of something that you want in the short term. And by short term, I mean this week. This could literally be anything. It doesn't even have to pertain to writing. It doesn't even have to be material. The only requirement is that it must be something big enough that when you get it, you'll know it was because of this exercise we're doing, but small enough that you wouldn't necessarily be surprised or shocked that you got it today or later on this week. By this, I mean don't just say, I want $1 million, because that would be shocking if a check for $1 million just showed up in your mailbox today. It has to be realistic for you. A free lunch, maybe? A fun evening with your significant other? What do you want this week? Once you know what it is, visualize it. Take in everything you can about it. Take in all five senses. And then, most importantly, feel. Feel what it's like to have it. It's okay. You can move around. You can make any motion that's necessary to make you feel like you're there in whatever scenario you've come up with. Okay, here's the meat and potatoes of the attraction process, and the reason I wanted you to be somewhere where you wouldn't be disturbed. You might want to put on some calming music in your headphones, or maybe some white noise to block out sounds, but just be sure to get comfortable. Close your eyes and slow your mind down. Slow it down to the point where you don't have any thoughts. This does take practice, but what I like to do is visualize a tranquil scene. I like my scenes to involve lakes or oceans, because as my thoughts evaporate and my mind slows down, so does the water in the lake. If you find that thoughts keep popping up, just turn your head slightly and look at your scene from another angle and feel those thoughts disappear one by one. What's happening as you calm yourself is your higher self, that part of you that is unbounded by fear, free of the negative thought patterns of your conscious mind, is connecting to what I call the field of all abundance. As I've come to understand it, the field is like a cosmic ocean that contains all possibilities, all knowledge, and everything that has ever existed or will ever exist, in the form of vibrating energy. Through this exercise and meditation, your higher self can access the field. So through meditation, you've created this stillness. And in that stillness, ever so gently, picture yourself sending your intention out onto this mirror-smooth lake, like a message in a bottle. Set it in the water and give it a little shove. Watch the water ripple and see your intention drift out to the field, the universe, the source, God, whatever it is you call this grand source of energy, knowledge, and information. Then, trust that your intention will come back to you by becoming part of your reality. It's extremely important that you be open to receiving whatever it is you've intended. For some people, this process works the very first time. For others, it takes practice, but once you have it down, it works for anything you want in life. More money, better relationships, more satisfying careers, clearer, more focused writing, new ideas for self-promotion that seemingly come out of nowhere, and grand visions that are much more in alignment with the desires of your higher self. I'd really like to hear about your experience with this attraction process we've gone through today, and I hope you can find a minute to email me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback, dreamplaywright.com/feedback. I'd love to read it on the air because we can all benefit from each other's experiences. Thanks for listening today. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about the program, please go to dreamplaywrite.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.